Warren Taylor grew up taste testing milk. His father's job was to judge milk, and he brought it home to the kitchen table.
I grew up not being able to just enjoy my dairy products. I had to judge them from the time I was old enough to know the difference.
Both Taylor and his brother had careers in the dairy industry, working for bigger companies. Taylor could have retired. Instead, he and his wife invested $2 million in Snowville Creamery, a small dairy processor in rural southern Ohio. He sells milk and yogurt to Whole Foods and other stores, and he has some interesting flavors.
My wife, Victoria, cooked up all these flavors in our kitchen, and she calls this tiramisu. Can I try that?
That is so good. Taylor's almost giddy as he opens the door to show off the creamery's fully stainless steel processing room.
This is where we do the magic. This is where the alchemy happens, where the milk is separated, pasteurized, cultured, packaged.
Cows on most U.S. farms eat feed from genetically engineered crops like Roundup Ready corn. Taylor gets his milk from nearby dairy farms, and he's very careful about what they eat.
Our cows are all fed only non-GMO feed. All the feed that they eat, every load has been tested with very sophisticated equipment to confirm it's non-GMO.
Taylor's worried he's going to lose the niche he's created, selling regional, GMO-free milk products. He says some big dairies are labeling their products as non-GMO, even though their milk comes from cows that eat genetically modified food. In fact, a woman in California is suing Chipotle over its claims to have a GMO-free menu. The lawsuit alleges Chipotle serves meat, cheese, and sour cream from animals that eat GMOs like corn and soy. What Taylor wants is
that we have a federal law that's clear and honest and not meant to prejudice in favor of genetic engineering.
Taylor's been spending a lot of time in Washington to lobby for GMO labeling. He fought against the Senate bill because it didn't mandate labeling.
You know, I think voluntary labeling is, it's a dodge. It's dishonest. It means no labeling at all.
The Senate just voted down that bill, which some consumer advocates call a win. But for Taylor's business, the heart of this debate still comes back to whether milk from cows that eat genetically modified feed should be considered genetically modified itself. Dave Carlin, a vice president at the International Dairy Foods Association, says,
just because you feed a cow GM feed does not make the milk that comes from that cow GM.
His group represents big milk, yogurt, and cheesemakers like Borden and Dannon.
Just as if we would fed a cow chocolate, doesn't make the milk that comes out of that cow chocolate milk. It just doesn't work that way.
The Food and Drug Administration agrees. In an email, the FDA says when cows eat GMO feed, it doesn't make their milk GMO. The milk itself is not genetically engineered. So the issue comes down to informing consumers. The big dairy industry group supported the Senate bill, the one that would have kept all GMO labeling voluntary and prevented states from creating tougher requirements. Some companies like Campbell's Soup have already started identifying genetically engineered ingredients on their labels. Carlin says that's fine if they want to, but it shouldn't be required.
Because there is no health or safety reason why GMO labeling should be required, there's not a good argument for why we should mandate companies to disclose that information.
But the disclosure of artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, farm-raised salmon, concentrated orange juice, all of these things are not a safety issue.
Chris Miller is the social activism manager with Ben & Jerry's, the ice cream maker that was purchased by food giant Unilever.
We don't allow food companies to sell something that's unsafe by putting a label on it. This is not a warning label. This is not about safety. This is about transparency and consumers understanding what it is they buy. It's that simple.
Miller says GMO seeds are patented, so they're inherently different. And surveys show a majority of Americans support GMO labeling. But the food industry says mandating labels would be like a scarlet letter, an unnecessary warning to consumers. So where does this debate leave Ohio dairy evangelist Warren Taylor? Even Ben & Jerry's uses milk from cows that eat GMO feed without labeling it as such.
We have a right to know the process. We have a right to support the processes by which our food is produced, grown, and make our own judgment, thank you, about whether or not we support those processes or not.
Now that the Senate has killed the voluntary labeling bill, Democrats are proposing other bills and say they've been trying to negotiate a bipartisan solution. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.